Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
This is Justin from Australia. I love three things: knives, bitches, and the DJ New Style Show.
From the reef to the fake eyes to the fake nails down to the toes.
You like to pose a whole lot, just like your mama Sunday cooking turkey necks in the pot. You ready to drop your load like prop planes, be dumping off that cocaine. You ready to turn your world from natural straight to a co-way. That whole name, Betty Big Shoes, she wore them Herman Munster heels. Pop the peel, notches in your coupe de ville. Passing the seat, I made her eat my meat while I was rubbing a coochie. Injection in a top and bottom, look straight from her booty. Now do re, blow me, fasolati not high. I'm telling the truth, you sucking your tooth, you treating her like a star boy. Like a Figaro in herringbone, from dropping her off to taking her home. She tried to pull my rubber off with a pussy muscles. That was wrong, the bitch is no good, like lesbians with no tongue. You fucked around and knocked her up, and now you say she's the one. Nigga, you dumb, you should have pulled it out and squirted it on her eyelash. And let her face be holding the baby, now she after your ass. Yeah, I told y'all niggas about goddamn taking them hoes to the Cheesecake Factory. Letting them hoes order strawberry lemonade and popcorn shrimp. They ain't gonna do nothing but try to get all your motherfucking cheese.
From the reef to the fake eyes to the fake nails down to the toes. Ha 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 ha, we love these hoes.
The leather gripping your butt, conversation kill 'em, gripping them up. Relax, shout it. Oh, Lordy, I quote the facts. Whipping convertible with daddy fat tax. I stay G sharp as I know the music. Call me fresh baked bread, make a bra loose. I'm just saying, they just can't stand to see me as a cute game playing. I slow it down, she like to speed it up. She poke it out, I beat it up like that. Get 'em from the back.
Bully goof the vocabulary. Ass to the fake nails down to the toes. Ha 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 ha, we love these hoes. Ha 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 ha, we love these hoes. From the weave to the fake eyes to the fake nails down to the toes. Ha ha ha, we love these hoes. Ha ha ha, we love these hoes. From the weave to the fake eyes to the fake nails.
The DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homo didn't touch it.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Donna! Did you start the coffee yet?
Oh, snap! Snap, yo! Oh! I don't know what that means, but I do know that this is your Tuesday Night Miracle, the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. What's this music, you ask? Why, it's pure magic. Performed by a little band that we like to call, yes, you guessed it, Rammstein! Oh yes, welcome, welcome, one and all. It's your Tuesday Night Miracle. Some people don't even get a miracle in their entire lives. The listeners of this show get one every goddamn week. Tuesday nights. Whether they have miracles every other night, I don't know. But this is your Tuesday night one. This is all you get on a Tuesday night. Well, you get a little extra. He's a little bit balder than all of us. Your friend and mine. Ladies and gentlemen, the Germ Freak. Germ Freak, how you doing tonight?
Oh, happy days are here again. Yeah.
Wow, that was very...
What's up? It's a new movement. Yeah!
What do you... I don't know what you're referring to. What are you referring to, exactly?
Today is the beginning of the beginning.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I can't help but be sexy. So you're saying this is the beginning of the movement. The beginning of a new dawn, a new day.
You know what? Out with the old, in with the new. I'm excited about the new change, and I'm feeling excited and happy, and I'm looking forward to new...
So
So
you're excited about the change?
Yes, I am.
What about the hope? I was excited about hope. But now they got changed. They have too many things to write on a billboard to get me amped up and excited. And
how do you feel about being part of history, DJ New Style?
The same way I feel every single day of my life.
I see.
Every single day of my life, I feel
the same. Did you watch the inauguration?
The what?
The inauguration. Did you watch the inauguration today?
That's borderline slur, but I'll go with the mispronunciation. Yes, I did watch the inauguration.
The inauguration. Did you watch it today?
Yeah, I did.
Did you see Obama fuck up the oath of office?
I did. He did, but the thing is, I think he was prompted wrong. I think he was prompted wrong. I don't think he actually messed it up. I think it was just a perfect storm of disaster. Well, you beg to differ? Why don't you explain it?
I beg to differ.
Explain it a little bit, please.
Well, first of all, he jumped the gun number one. He didn't wait for the person administering it to finish saying what he was saying, and he jumped the gun number one. And number two, he fucked up in the middle. Don't try and smooth it over, New Style.
So what does that get him, like, 25 less votes? Like,
well, I just hope it's not.
How does that fucking matter?
I just hope it's not a sign of things to come. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
He's going to be impeached because he fucked it up.
That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. I mean, it's just a fantastic
Barack
day.
Hussein Obama.
So you're saying his full name, which is something they did not do when they announced him.
They noticeably said Barack H. Obama.
You know, you can bet your ass they said William Jefferson Clinton.
Damn straight they did.
Yeah, they did. But they chose H. You know, in fairness, did they say George W. Bush? Are we supposed to just call Barack H now? Like people were calling George Bush W? I'm just going to call him H. H Bone is what I'll call him. That's his name in my eyes. Frank, I need to point something out.
Yes, sir.
Those of you who are downloading this or listening on the audio-only feeds, this means nothing to you. However, on HearUsTalk.com, you'll see cameras. You'll be able to see our stupid faces. The one on the right, far more stupid than the one on the left. Because you, not only because of genes, genetics, and DNA, but because it's in perfect darkness. Frank, what in the fuck are you doing with your camera?
Same thing I always do. You know, we're getting ready for the show.
I see some kind of fucking ectoplasmic ooze, green shade on the bottom, and then I just see black. Why do you bother? At this point,
well, listen, people
why
are
the
bitching.
Fuck do you bother?
I'm upholding my thing here, and, you know, it's good times. We had a, you know.
Yeah, Crazy Monk in the Pal Talk room is asking if you have night vision on your camera. Do you have night vision on your camera? Why is it soupy green, like a broken Game Boy from 92? What's the story? Can you turn a light on, please?
Yeah, you know, just on cam here, just getting ready for the show.
Turn the light on, Frank. Just turn the light on.
This is how I have it, like you do. Here, I'll put it toward me a little bit here. Let me just, you know. I'll just put it toward me a little bit here.
Great. So I'm watching the end of fucking The Silence of the Lambs. That's perfect. Thanks, Frank.
All right, here you go.
Oh, I see. Okay. It looks like you have some growth.
Yep.
On your face. Is that right? Let's get a better look at that.
Part of the bet, isn't it?
For those of you who don't know, Frank has locked himself in a bet where he was going to grow his mustache out.
because basically he ruined another bet. It's really stupid, but it's just fun to see this goofy bastard with a mustache. So, Frank, let's reveal it. Let's see what you have so far. Let's see. Come on. Any fucking
day.
How do
I record video on this?
Frank, any fucking day. Please. For the love of God. Don't ask me technical questions. I'm not a fucking clerk at a Best Buy, and I'm not the goddamn right. Geek Squad.
Here it is, see?
Turn the fucking light on. I'm through fucking around with you.
Fucking piece of shit.
Oh my God, you're the absolute worst human being I've ever fucking encountered. Okay, the light is on, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to see what he's got here. What the fuck is this?
We have a bet here.
I need to call something out, Frank. That's shoe polish, isn't it? Did you draw a mustache on your face?
First of all, we had a bet here for me to grow a mustache, and that's exactly what I did. I can't decipher how it's going to be grown.
You don't grow grease on your face. I mean, well, you are Italian, but you don't grow black grease on your face.
This is called hair, Ken.
All right, cut the shit.
I know you have the most patchiest fucking beard in the world.
I have a beautiful beard. Frank, cut the shit. Why did you draw the mustache on your face? Can you please explain this to me?
I'm just fulfilling my bet. We had a bet.
Last week, you welched on shaving your head or keeping
your
head.
This is a mustache. Do you see the mustache?
Well,
I even went down with it.
I'm explaining for the people who haven't downloaded it on DJNewStyleShow.com.
Yes.
Last week, you were supposed to let your hair grow out because we wanted to laugh at your misfortune of having a gigantic bald spot that makes your hairline look like an Easter basket. So we wanted to see that. You failed to do that. You shaved your head completely clean, and you said that you would make it up to us by allowing us to make fun of your shitty mustache. It appears that now you're fucking with us because you've drawn what can only be described as a homosexual magician or weightlifter's fucking handlebars in some kind of a shoe polish, I'm guessing, on your face. Either that or you got really, really bored with trying to go in blackface for today's inauguration. Can you explain yourself, please?
All right, listen. I had to improvise a little bit because I couldn't fulfill my obligation. I had a social engagement I had to go to.
Son of a bitch.
And I put something together here real quick just to see if I could get over, and obviously I wasn't able to get over on
it. You welched again. You welched again, Frank.
I cannot use facial hair. I don't like facial hair.
All right, here's the deal. If you failed, what were the terms? What was going to happen to you in the event that you ruined this bet? What were the consequences?
The consequences were that you were going to enter my home and spread your feces all over the place.
So what are we having for dinner next time I come over? You fucked up, Frank. I'm going to shit in your house. I'm going to shit in your house. There's no two ways about it. How do you feel about this?
Well, I think I'm going to do a counteroffer here.
You have a counteroffer. Right. What's the
If it's okay with the person who I made the bet with.
At this point, I'm going to speak on his behalf.
Okay. I will proceed with the original bet.
The original bet where you grow your hair out for a month.
To grow my hair out for a month.
For a month.
On top of my head. Yes.
Okay. All right.
If that's okay with BK, I will do that.
Being a person that trusts you so little, I prepared something for you, Frank. An alternative that fits the perfect case right now of you offering me something that we accept only if you read this statement that I've prepared. Now, I've sent it to you just
Let
now.
Let me get this here.
I've sent you a speech that you need to read to the listeners of the DJ News Style Show. Listen to me. You've drawn a goddamn shoe polish mustache on your face because you thought you were going to dupe us all into believing that you'd grown a mustache which has round edges and looks like a bent fucking earthworm. It's terrible. So now I want you to read this statement to our listeners, viewers, whatever, on hearustalk.com. And that's the only way that we'll accept your counteroffer.
Okay. Hello all, my name is Frank. Some of you may know me as the Germ Freak.
I want emotion with this. I want you to start over, and I want you to deliver some fucking emotion with this. Please.
Hello, all. My name is Frank. You may know me as the Germ Freak from the DJ New Style show, but from now on, you should know me as a man who cannot keep his word. I make promises that I won't keep. I make bets knowing full well that I will not pay out if I were to lose. If I win a competition, I will gloat and hold it over you until the day that one of us dies. On second thought, if you die before me, I will still hold it over your head posthumously. So let's
what?
Me
post what?
Posthumously.
Okay.
So let me just say that if I win and you lose, I will go to the grave singing the praises of my triumph over you. On the other hand, if I lose, I will deny you any satisfaction by not paying my end of the wager, and I will continually blame my defeat on whatever mental ailment that some quack doctor has told me that I have. Even if I am cured of all my mental ailments and disorders, I will find a way to talk my way out of it, whatever debt I owe, leaving you with nothing. Essentially, my word is worthless. Also, I smell bad, and my ass is in a state of permanent despair. So help me, God. Thank you.
Really appropriate for our inauguration today. So that said, your word means shit to us. But to make good, to try and build up any trust we had in you, you're going to grow your hair out for how long now?
It's been growing for a week. I will grow for another 3 weeks.
I want an extra month. I want 2 months of growth.
No fucking way. No fucking way.
Okay, fine. We'll do the 1 month. By the way, your lip is still dark, even though you've tried to wipe it off.
I'm making it worse, I think.
You are. You really are. You're giving yourself like when a little kid goes as a hobo for Halloween. You're giving him that kind of after 5 o'clock shadow, even though you already have a 5 o'clock shadow. You look terrible, basically is what I'm saying. And now you've turned the lights off. And you look like a homeless man who's under a bridge warming his hands in front of a flaming barrel. So you're going to grow your hair out. That's fine. Why did you shave? What was the reason?
I had to go out on a social engagement, if you will, on a Saturday evening. And I did not want to look like a bum.
So
I shaved.
So you welched on a bet. You're still making excuses. Nothing's really changed. We're basically doing last week's show. let me ask you some questions here, just to make sure that everything is exactly the same. Your shoes, are you still shoving them in your face and obsessively breathing in the disgusting filth?
I do inhale my shoes every so often, yes.
Yeah. I knew the answer to that because last night's prep session for this fucking abortion that occurs in your eardrums, you would stop and I would hear... Oh, God, it stinks. God, it stinks. And what the fuck are you doing? I had to sniff my shoes. I had to. You're 40 goddamn years old, and you can't stop yourself.
Okay, this is coming from a man who's capturing every one of his shits since the first of the year.
I'm an artist.
Okay?
I'm an artist. I'm taking a picture of every shit that I've taken. It's on duties.tumblr.com. I'm an artist, Frank. I'm a fucking trailblazer. So you're just out of here. Like, why can't you fucking stay on track ever? Why can't you just fucking see anything through?
Me see through? You didn't go through... Go ahead.
I didn't go through with what?
Forget it.
Was that another fucking just brain fart that you have? What's wrong with your fucking brain, Frank?
You know I have the problem. You know what I was diagnosed with, okay?
Oh, what was this for the new listeners?
I was diagnosed with attention deficit disorder a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, really?
So I suffer from lapse of memory, and I cannot retain things in my head.
So you went to a doctor that you see how often?
I see him once a year.
And he said that, yes, you do have ADD.
Yes.
Now, is he going to benefit in any way from this diagnosis?
Well, I will see him once a week at $275 per session, and he does not take insurance, by the way.
So now, once a year goes from, one time every 52 weeks to now 52 times.
Yes.
And it's $275 an hour?
A half hour.
Oh, a half hour. That's fucking fantastic. And you can't put it through insurance.
No, he doesn't take insurance.
Why don't you just say, hey, you know what? I'm all right. I don't have ADD. Why don't you just fucking say that and stop blaming everything on this? Because I have to tell you, people with ADD get more shit done than you ever do. You can't just lie back on a couch or in an office chair and just be like, ah, ADD, I'm not getting the mail today. I can't pay attention. You think I'm going to get down to the end of the driveway? I'll get to the fucking front steps and just turn back. I can't pay attention. I mean,
Ken, I have not opened mail for a month.
You really haven't. I just threw that out there as an example, and you haven't opened your mail for a month.
No.
Now, is that because somebody else does it for you? Somebody else gets the mail for you, or you just don't?
Well, you know what it is. If my wife usually opens the important stuff, and the crap she usually gives to me, so there's really no point in opening it anyway.
Okay. So there's no point. You get the crap. Basically.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know, Frank. Your wife has to be just driven insane with this.
And we had a little bit of a tiff.
When was this?
This was last night.
Oh, God. I hope it was as sexy as that. I hope it was. So what happened? You didn't... Let me guess. She told you to do something. You put it off till later. And you didn't do it. That's my guess.
It snowed over here in central New Jersey. And she bitched that I didn't shovel the driveway before she came home. And she said that, you know, she made a big deal about it. You know, whatever.
So you didn't shovel?
I didn't shovel the driveway, and she slid down the driveway with the car, and she fucking banged a fucking rim. Who did? What difference does it make? You know, it's all the same.
So you got into like a screaming match, or were there any physical threats?
There was no physical threats.
Well,
I did lose my temper, however.
Well, how did you lose your temper? Yell at Donna a bit?
Well, you know, we argued back and forth. Some of the curse words were flying through.
I hope you didn't do this in front of the kids.
No. They were upstairs. Okay, I'd never fight in front of the kids.
So nothing physical. So that's
no, nothing physical. No, never, never. No. She'd kick my ass.
Yeah. So you just yelled back and forth?
Well,
it's no big fucking deal. Why would you even bring it up?
Well, listen. I mean, maybe, you know.
What?
I don't want. All right, go ahead.
Go ahead. What are you telling me about your fucking argument?
You know, she just was complaining that I don't really take initiative and stuff like that. And
how did that make you feel?
Well, you know, during my fit of rage, I threw a loaf of bread at the wall. I was angry, you know, and I it was the first thing I could pick up, so I threw a piece of bread at the wall. It was a wheat bread.
What kind of loaf though? Was it a like an Italian loaf?
It was Pepperidge Farm multigrain wheat.
So you threw the bag of bread?
Yeah, I threw the bag of bread at the wall.
You ruined this fucking bread. It's probably crumbled by now. It's all like a fucking slumped mess.
Well, the pieces were all over the floor. You know,
everybody's saying, wow, Frank's a real tough guy. You're a real man throwing fucking sandwich bread at a fucking portrait of your loving family. Why? Because you didn't do something. You got called out on not doing a chore, and you fucking threw, your kid's lunch, basically. So you threw the sliced bread. It was damaged.
It was sliced bread, yeah.
Was it salvageable at all? You couldn't save it?
No, well, it already had the peanut butter on it, so.
What? Oh, you just took, like, a slice of bread?
No, in addition to the loaf of bread, I threw the peanut butter and jelly sandwich I was going to eat.
You're out of your mind.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, I mean, if you threw a loaf of bread, it's probably okay. Bread is bread is the best fucking part of the meal.
I love
it. You do, apparently. It's your weapon of choice.
You know the restaurant we went to last night? I'm sorry, Saturday night, 1 hour.
Oh, wait, so you went out? You went out to dinner? And you didn't want to look like a bum. That's why you shaved?
Yeah, I went out to dinner. Are you taking calls, DJ New Style?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
The number to call is 316-768-4472.
Make sure your call is unblocked.
I understand. Just continue fucking talking, please.
Don't do that.
When you find a way to throw a fucking loaf of bread through the internet, I'll be on my fucking feet with you.
I love bread. I'm Italian by heart. I'm Italian heritage, and I love crusty Italian bread. And it took them 1 hour to get the bread out. Now, is that too long?
When you're at a restaurant, you get that basket of bread.
The basket of bread with the patties.
I would almost eat nothing but the bread. But if it takes too fucking long, an hour. And when did you get your food? Did they bring it out with the food?
They brought it out about 5 minutes before they brought the appetizer out. Jesus Christ.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this? No go, Frank. You might want to yell upstairs. Anyway.
Anyway, moving on.
So they finally got it to you. Bread makes the meal. I will be completely soured on a restaurant if the bread is bad. And I think there's certain things that certain attributes of the bread when you get it that you're getting shitty bread. You know you're getting fucked over when you see any of these things. You know what I'm talking about? Like, for example, if you go to a place and it's dinner time and there's no bread, it's a fucking slap in my face. Do you ever go to a place like that, Frank?
I don't know. Well, I guess so. I mean, not an Italian restaurant. An Italian restaurant, the mainstay is the bread. A lot of these restaurants want you to get filled up on the bread. What happens is a lot of these restaurants will give you a small meal, so they want you to fill up on the bread, which I don't like. In this case, I didn't fill up on the bread because I'm watching my intake. Yeah. So it didn't matter anyway.
316-768-4472. Didn't mean to interrupt your interesting commentary on bread. Who's this? Again, Frank. Again. Upstairs. Holy.
Something's fucked up with your phones, obviously.
Yeah, well, you know what? Let's not call attention to it. Hey, how about you go fuck yourself? How about you do fucking anything? You fucking sit there in the dark. You draw a fucking mustache on your fucking face. Try and pass it off like this is a fucking Looney Tunes cartoon. Like, you draw a fucking mustache, a squiggle on your fucking upper lip, and I'm supposed to think it's a completely different man. Frank, you're pissing me off. Like, you just gave me cold bread, which is another thing. You ever get you can tell they just fucking pulled it out of the refrigerator.
Do you prefer the bread with the butter or with the olive oil and the little the Italian pepper and stuff?
There's nothing that irritates me more than when a place will hand me the little dish of the butter pats.
Oh, that's awful.
That is the worst.
Especially when it's cold and you can't spread it.
Yeah. When you can't spread it, it just destroys the bread, whatever.
I'm always in a... Go ahead.
No, continue, please.
I'm always in a predicament with the bread because, you know, like especially if I'm with a group of people and they put out the bread basket, you know, everybody's eventually going to put their grubby hands in that basket. So I always want to be the first to get the bread. However, I don't want to look like an animal.
Like the minute it hits the table, just want to grab it.
I want to get the bread because I know. Listen, people are taking the bread out. They're breaking it with their hands. They're putting a piece back that they touched.
I can't fucking stand when someone pretends like they're doing me a favor when they take their disgusting paws, which have probably been up their nose and their ass crack, all over their dirty fucking house. And they're like, hey, you want some bread? And then they hand me this fucking crumpled little fucking mess. I want a nice slice, and I want to get it myself. I don't want you handling my fucking bread that I'm going to put in my face.
Yeah, I don't want... Exactly. I don't want people to you know...
That's what shitty jizz bread is what it is. It may as well be shitty jizz bread.
Listen to me.
You fucking put your hands on my bread.
You would prefer them to just hand you the basket, is that correct?
Give me the basket. Use a knife. Slice it. You know what the best is when they're individual rolls,
or they're I love that because you just take your own roll is your own roll.
Yeah, you just started drooling into your microphone
because you're gonna take the roll. You're gonna pick the bread that you're gonna keep. Yeah. You're not taking a big loaf and cutting it up. I love the rolls. I'm a big fan of the rolls.
And sometimes there's a really good kind, and there's only like two of them. But there's like six people at the table.
Yeah, so exactly. Like
you're hoping that one that's buried under the shitty fucking Stelladoro breadsticks, that they try to pass by you. You're hoping they don't see it, so when it's your turn, you can pull it under
there. A sweet roll.
Or like a focaccia bread with some kind of sauce on it or something. Some sauce, as you said. I'm pretty sure our phones are messed up. We'll give it another shot. If you're on the line, just fucking speak. Who cares? The number to call is 316-768-4472. The thing that I don't like, though, Frank, is not necessarily when people try to offer me the bread, but when they take it themselves and they leave me this fucking rumpled mess. Like, there's nice slices in this big loaf they give you.
By them giving you a rumpled piece of bread is them disrespecting you, because rumpled bread is disrespect.
When
they're disrespecting you.
And when they tear their slice off, they have their fingers all in between.
Oh, yeah. The indentation.
All in between the slices.
Oh, that's just awful.
It's a fucking goddamn mess. It's a fucking mess. Why would we bother?
Do you like hot bread, or do you prefer it a little to be room temperature?
I want it to be hot. I need a hot piece of bread, basically. And
then you got the waiter who comes over. He thinks he's performing plastic surgery by pouring the fucking olive oil into a little plate with some put some ground pepper on it, like he's a fucking brain surgeon over here.
Yeah, he thinks he's like an artist.
Yeah. He
pours it out for you. Oh, this is amazing. You definitely earned an extra 10% tip.
Ground pepper with that? You want some cheese with that? You know, it's their excitement is putting that gritting that ground pepper.
The worst
there
is when they say, "So what you do?" And then they pour a fucking bottle on a plate.
Yeah,
like we've never seen bread dipped into oil before. This is just fucking. It blows my mind. All I've ever eaten at is a Cracker Barrel. This is fucking completely foreign to me.
Do you do that at home? Do you ever dip the oil at home?
Yeah, you have to. That's the way to do it. You know what? It's classy.
Let me be honest with you, though, New Style. This concept has only been around for the last 10 years.
What are you talking? Are you out of your mind?
Listen to me. As a child growing up, there were never restaurants that put olive oil on dishes. It's only happened since the early 90s or the mid 90s that this is happening.
So no one...
Ever since the Macaroni Grill came into town.
No. You're claiming that Macaroni Grill invented oil on a plate?
They're the only restaurant who started it, and now everybody's doing it. That was when I was a child.
Frank,
we went
you
to
are
Italian restaurants.
You are a fraudulent Italian.
Listen to me.
I've grown up with that. I'm older than 10 years, so you're obviously wrong.
Listen to me. The Macaroni Grill is the one who started it. I don't remember that as a kid. It was always just Italian bread with butter. They never had olive oil in it. I love it. Don't get me wrong.
When you go to the Macaroni Grill, do you draw on the tablecloth?
No. You know what? I sometimes I draw, but I again with the waiter who's thinking he's a plastic surgeon by taking two crayons in one hand and writing his fucking name like the fucking Picasso.
Oh God! They always
big fucking deal.
They want you to marvel at them. They want
yeah.
you. To, holy shit! How did you write Eric with two colors?
Oh,
it's impossible.
Just
perfectly in line. And he only did it once, though. I swear. Fucking idiots. The worst. Now, you could get any kind of pasta with any kind of sauce. $7. That's the epitome of class, folks. You have a guy drawing his name in Crayola crayons and selling you a dish of pasta at your choosing for $7. You know that you've hit a very classy joint.
Do you like when they call themselves, I'm your server for tonight? Do you like that?
I'm here to help you, or whatever. Just fucking say, hi, I'm Chris. What would you
because,
like?
Because I tried to get one's attention one time, and I said, server.
By the way,
I don't know answer.
Friday in the Heroes Talk Room is checking out, and she says, wow, this germ person probably eats at the classiest of restaurants. What is it that you've brought up? The Macaroni Grill? Every other time that you've mentioned any food on the show, it's like Starbucks, McDonald's.
Got Olive Garden, don't forget.
Basically, if they have a drive-thru or, you know, drawing on the table, that's where you eat.
Right.
If you can drive through and pick up an order or scribble on a table before you eat, that's your thing right there for food. My goodness. My goodness, Frank. I don't know. I like bread. But I like the idea of having no mess. That's why, like, a sandwich is the perfect food. like, there's no plates involved. At most, you have a wrapper, something like that.
How do you make your sandwich?
Two slices of bread, maybe a sub roll cut in half. Put the stuff in there. I mean, is this what we're talking about now?
Do you put the meat on one side and the cheese on the other? Or do you put all the meat and cheese on the same piece of bread, then put another piece of slice of bread on top of that?
I try to layer it nice. I need to put the mustard. I don't use mayo because it's, you know, gross, disgusting.
My wife made me a sandwich today.
A what?
Okay.
She made
sandwich.
A what?
This is what I can't stand when she puts the goddamn mustard on that fucking yellow piss water comes out on the fucking bread. So then she takes a goddamn paper towel and wipes it off.
Oh my god. She took a paper towel.
I'm supposed to eat that now? It's got fucking fibers of paper towel on it. Better make a whole new sandwich.
It's a roast beef and brawny sandwich. Amazing. Highly absorbent. Amazing.
You gotta squirt that first jigger in the sink, that first squirt.
And you have to scrape the scale off the little tube, that little circle, that brown disc. We've mentioned that before. But some people like cut ditches into the sandwich. I don't know what that's called or what that's about. I just want to eat the fucking thing. I don't need to turn it into some kind of a piece of art. It's going to be shit out in like 6 hours. Is that what you do? You get all fucking crafty with the bread?
Well, I like to cut it in four squares sometimes because it reminds me of childhood.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
Are you a diagonal cutter or a horizontal cutter?
I don't cut. I don't cut the sandwich. I just eat it. Why do I need it in pieces? I'll just eat the fucking thing.
You know what I cannot eat? I cannot eat a sandwich where the meat's hanging over the bread.
You know, you've said that before. You have a fear of seeing the meat.
I don't like to see meat. I cannot see meat. The meat has to be hidden underneath the bread. Otherwise, I won't eat it. I cannot see the meat sticking out.
Well, you ever pull off the bread to see if you have enough mustard or whatever, and then you see like a vein in the roast beef?
No. Well,
isn't that great?
No. Well, we remember what we saw the Shrek ear in that piece of London broil. But anyway,
that's true. Yeah, you don't like veiny anything like that.
Yeah. No doubt I have to have it that way. Otherwise, I can't eat the sandwich.
That's true. Very true, Frank. I don't know what to tell you. Just a mess. The bread bowl is another example of not having any cleanup. With the exception of the fork or knife that you use. We need to find a way, Frank, that we can create some kind of an edible fork or knife. Do you have any ideas?
That's a great idea, and that's an awesome idea.
I want meals where I can eat the eat the utensils and the plates. I don't want to have to wash dishes.
Well, they have those bread bowls sometimes.
What the fuck did I just say? Do you fucking listen? Wow, thanks for bringing that new thing out.
They have the dip.
You say they have bowls made from bread?
Yeah.
You fucking bald prick. Why don't we take a quick break here? It's the DJ New Style. You better apologize, god damn it. It's the DJ New Style Show. HearUsTalk.com. We're going to see if we can get the phones working. For whatever reason, they're not. We'll be
like
right
usual.
Back. Shut up, fuckface.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
I love that clip, dude.
That's why we might as well take our time.
Broadcasting live from Chicago!
Yeah!
Don't switch to here, Nick, because you're now listening to the DJ Arlovsky Show!
Andre Arlovsky.
Andre Arlovsky!
I feel very good, thank you. I'm ready to defend my
Who's next?
Title.
Andre Arlovsky!
As a message.
Hello and welcome to the DJ Arlovsky Show. Tonight, I will be discussing the varieties of topics, from fighting techniques to the much-desired anal sexing of the Oprah Winfrey. Before we are getting to that, let me set up first topic of show. The Three Little Svinja. Yes, this is a story from England, which I want to use to help scared Svinia pig capitalist Americans to defend themselves and their homes from wolf-like blacks. This story starts as follows. There was old sow with three pigs, and had not enough to keep them, she sent them out to seek their fortune. The first one met a man with a bundle of straw, said, please, man, give me straw to build house. Which man did, and pig built house. Presently came a wolf and knocked on door and said, little pig, let me in. And the pig answered, no, no, not by hair on chin, chin, chin. And the wolf said, yo, I will rape your wife and steal your possessions like you are a pig capitalist Svinia American. And American pig with straw house said, I don't care, black man, you don't matter to me. You do what you can. And then black like wolf, he blows all on the house and house falls down. And now American gets eaten by the greasy black like wolf. What Svinia capitalist pig American should have done is taken the wolf into a rear naked choke and perhaps kneed him in the back of the head for a reason to subdue black like wolf from to prevent house of straw being blown down upon the Svinia. I will take the first caller of the show. Hi, you're on the DJ Arlovsky show.
Hey, Andre, I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
When the black like wolf comes to my house and knocks on the door, should I go right for the choke at that point, or should I wait until he attempts to blow my house down before kneeing him in the back of the head and subduing black like wolf? Do I have it right?
Yes, you have to subdue black like wolf, because black like wolf will knock your straw house down, you Svinia pig capitalist American. You have to get him in the rear naked choke and knee him in the back of the head, because he is black and he is like wolf, and he will steal your possessions and he will rape your wife. He gave you fair warning.
Yeah, I guess he did, but I guess the question I want to ask is, when the fuck are you going to get off and let me do my fucking show?
The DJ Newstar show is coming up next. I can't.
Well, all right then. Stay tuned for my show, the DJ New Style Show, coming up next.
The DJ New Style Show.
Obama, Obama, you can be my black president. Obama, Obama, just want you to hang with me, so just holla, Obama. I hope you make chicken soup like your mama, Obama. You can get all of my votes. Just promise me that you'll smoke and talk with me and my fucked up friends. You look like a deal that I bought weed from, who drove a Mercedes Benz. You sold the best skunk weed I ever smoked, Obama, Obama. You can be my black president, Obama, your mama. Just want to hang with me, so just holla, Obama. I hope you make chicken soup like your mama, Obama, yeah.
I got two fine-ass chicks in robes, you know what I mean, running around chasing each other, being silly, my niggas. I'm just sitting on the couch. I'm naked. I have no clothes on. I'm looking at the fucking flat screen TV, just balls hanging everywhere, dick out, and I'm thinking to myself, I am the most blessed nigga on motherfucking earth. Thank God for my Chevy Caprice.
The DJ New Style Show.
Oh, yes. Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. 316-768-4472. If you want to speak to either me or my bald, lying, untrustworthy co-host, Frank the Germ Freak. Frank, I hope you had a better break. I hope everything treated you well. I don't even give a shit.
Okay.
Why don't you tell me, though? Go ahead.
Well, I did dribble a little on my underwears.
You went to pee and you
I got a little
you just
spot
at that age where you can't control
anything. Now it's rubbing up against my groin area.
Oh, that's nice. It's classy. So now you have that moist spot in your underwear. Soaking up on all your fucking pubes and shit.
Yeah.
I bet it's just a fucking disgusting gray mess down there. Just fucking gross. You probably do have gray pubes at this age. Your advanced age.
You know what? Maybe a couple of stragglers.
Really?
I have a gray beard if I grow. I have gray chest hair.
Ew. This is disgusting.
Well, you asked.
You're at the age now you have no hair on your head, but the hair you do have by your other head is going gray.
Yeah, my chest hair is pretty much gray, and my pubic region. Well, no, my pubic region is not gray. Listen, I don't want, you know, whatever.
Curly, it's curly grays. Just
it's not curly anymore.
Hold on. It's not curly? What do you mean it's not curly? What do you mean?
You hear that?
Yeah, I hear it all, Frank. Listen, I know what the fuck is going on. Just pretend that everything's
going
smoothly.
Well, why don't you do something, you fuck?
I'm asking you a fucking question.
I used to have different textured pubic hair than I do now.
Ugh. It just looks like fucking when black trombone players straighten their hair in the 50s, they just comb it straight back. It still has a little kink to it, but there's no curl in it. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, is this Donna?
Oh, God.
This is Donna.
Donna, how are you? What's going on?
I'm afraid to shake the phone.
What do you... Shake the phone?
I'm afraid if I turn the wrong way, I'm going to lose you again.
No. It was an error on my end. Donna, what's going on?
Donna, I was just telling him about the little argument we had the other night.
Little argument.
Yeah.
You made a big deal about nothing.
So
I can't believe he wants to talk about this.
Well, because you made a big deal about nothing.
So is this a serious thing, Donna?
We're going to get divorced over Kevin.
Excuse me?
And he had the nerve to say, I never give you a hard time about the shoveling. I always get up and do it. He's such a liar. He's the youngest man on the block, and we're always the last house 3 days later to shovel. You know that house that you drive by and you say, don't they care? Don't they have somebody living there who knows how to shovel?
Usually it's the Donna, handicapped person's house.
You know, she got mad at me because she was out all day and the driver wasn't shoveled. You know, it was a couple of inches. BFD, get over it. You know I have ADD.
What's BFD? What's BFD?
BFD is big fucking deal, which is the copyright germ for 2007.
Does everybody know that we have a slanted driveway?
They do now.
Our driveway is a hill.
Okay, so
I have three small children that need to get in and out of that the van. And I can't park on the street.
They enjoy having the ice and the snow on the driveway so they can slide down
it. They enjoy running in the street and getting hit by a car.
But, you know, you make a big, you know, so, whatever. I mean, you know.
And it doesn't faze you that one time I tried to get up the driveway, slid down, and smashed into the mailbox.
Oh, God. So let me ask
you. Then I said to you, I called from the cell phone and said, I'm afraid to get out of the car. Come out and help me. I had to wait till you, like, took a shower, shaved.
Well, I was in the middle of shaving. I couldn't stop. What am I going to do, come out there with half a shaved face? I mean.
I'm not kidding you, Ken.
She could be out there with a broken limb. She could be bleeding. But, you know, the minute you'll see her, you'll have a nice shaven face. That's great.
And then I told him, I said, now I'm going to go shovel. And he said, yeah, go ahead. And he went up and he read the kids a story. While I was outside, 9 o'clock at night.
You were already out there. You already had your coat on. I had no coat or shoes.
He shoveled the whole driveway. He did. And then I came in and he said, what are you, mad?
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak and his wife, Donna. Who's this?
Hi, it's Barb. Hi, Donna.
Hi, how are you?
What's going on, Barb?
I'm good. Frank, I shoveled snow yesterday, you worthless piece of crap.
See, all the women are shoveling, Frank, and you're sitting inside like some kind of an invalid.
Wait a second. You mean the princess actually shoveled, did some physical labor?
I shoveled snow, you nothing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That's
Donna,
that's.
Next time it snows, I'll have Alex come over in and shovel snow.
That's very nice, Barb. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
So.
And you know what, Frank? When I did finally go in the house and scream for your name to come out of the cave, it did look like you were sleeping.
Oh my God! So you were taking a nap.
It was a holiday, and me and the children were out of the house for about 8 hours. We were gone all day.
You know, it is good when there's nobody in the house. It's good times, man. Good times.
So
8 hours of freedom. But
so
listen,
wait, no, I want to ask Donna something.
Go ahead,
Donna. It was a snowy day. He didn't do this. You came home after you had asked him to do this. When you came home, you thought that this would be done, but it wasn't.
Right.
What did Frank? What excuse did Frank give as to why he didn't do it?
This was the best. I said to myself, I know he's in there trying to think of something because he knows he screwed up. And the best he could come up with, I swear, was I didn't know it snowed.
I didn't look out the window all day, Ken. So how am I supposed to know?
How am I
supposed to know if I didn't look out the window?
He pleaded ignorance.
Yeah, but the thing is, she asked you to.
He can get away with things.
She asked you to shovel. People don't do that when there's no fucking snow. She's not going to just say, you know, this is a shoveling drill. I want you to practice for when it snows. People say shovel when there's fucking snow. You just didn't do it, and you had no good excuse. Now,
I don't know.
I've noticed, Donna, that, you know, from dealing with him with this show, that ever since he spoke to that goddamn doctor, every excuse now is, well, Ken, as you know, I have adult ADD.
Mm-hmm.
How many does he pull that with you all the time?
He does it all the time. Now that the kids have their all their new toys and their new games from Christmas, he can't even read the Candyland box. Oh, I can't figure it out. Oh, I got ADD.
I can't figure out the whole ice cream thing. I can't figure out
I gotta stand there and read him the directions to Candyland.
Well, what happened is she has to play a practice game in front of me so that I'll be able to figure it out later on.
316-768-4472. You're on with Frank and Donna. Who's this?
Saint, and I feel so sorry for this poor woman.
This saint.
Seriously, she makes sandwiches for him. And,
she makes what?
You know, he lays on the couch for 8 hours, three kids running around. But I hear you, bro. It's the ADD. I'm telling you, I got you last week. So what did the doctor end up putting you on?
I have to take a test next week. I have to get an EKG. And after he gets the EKG, he'll figure out what he's going to put me on the following week.
He's going to forward Frank over to all of his other friend doctors. They're going to have to perform some kind of test on him that's not going to be supported by insurance and come in to just make sure the test is okay and you know, follow-up visits. He's going to be spending upwards of $25,000 a year on medical bills. You are the biggest get for every one of these doctors. They caught you, and they've got you on the hook now.
Well, okay.
So, Sink, in hearing this, how quickly do you think Donna should leave Frank?
Well, you know, I don't want to get into a little divorce conversation or anything, but I wouldn't be, you know, making him sandwiches and, you know, doing his laundry. I'd make his ADD pull his load a little bit around the house. You know, I don't think reading kids or playing Connect Four exactly is pulling the weight. I got two little kids and a wife. You know, you got to do your little shit, Frank. Put your ass together.
Yeah,
but
be a
I
man.
I love the ADD excuse. You know what? Fuck this. I'm pulling the ADD excuse. I ain't doing it.
Yeah!
There it is. If you want an easy way out, just say you have some kind of a mental disease. That's the way to go, Sink. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. I don't know, Donna.
I don't know.
What do you anticipate? Is it getting harder and harder to live with this man?
I tell you, that was all I friggin' needed when he came in and told me that. All I put up with already. It's like a cruel joke. It's a cruel joke on me.
It really is. It's for someone that does so much for this guy. He does. What does he put forth? Nothing. He says, I pay the bills. That's gift enough.
That's about it. And he just started remembering to take out the garbage.
No. I always remember to take out.
13 years of marriage.
Jesus Christ.
But that's about it. I mean, you know, it's probably my fault. I do too much because, you know, you want it done right. You don't want to hear the moaning and groaning. And
that's right.
Because then, if you don't do stuff for him, he'll be on the phone with his mom. He'll be saying
and complaining about me, telling him I gave him a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Or that my whites, when I clean the white clothes, they're not white enough. They're not white like they should be. Are you using enough bleach?
Is this true, Frank? Do you whine to your mom about your wife?
Sometimes when things don't go my way, I have to tell.
Well, maybe Donna should whine to people. Maybe she should.
I'm sure she does plenty of whining.
She should do it to her sisters. You do, right? You tell your
Anybody
sisters.
Anybody who lend an ear, they get my story.
All right, Donna. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
I love you.
Appreciate that.
I love you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God bless me. God bless you. 316-768-4472. We're having a little religion chat. We're wishing each other God's blessings. Who's this? I hear, like, background noise. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
This is Solara.
Solara, what's going on?
I thought this was when the women check in and notify everyone that they were shoveled yesterday, which I did. I also shoveled
yesterday. All right, Alki!
No. Why are you
Wait,
cheering?
Mommy, you're a saint, and I worship you.
Yeah.
I pray to a shrine I've built on your behalf. Old, you have to put up with him.
Old women and young women alike will soon trade their Mary statues that they had in the garden for just statues of Frank's wife.
What was Pat's excuse, Solara?
His asshole is broken, Germ.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, if he, like, tries to chip up any ice, you know, he might just, like, shit out his stomach.
Oh.
Have you ever had frozen shit dangle from your side? I gotta tell you, it's not a comfortable experience,
no.
I can't imagine.
The biggest strain he had to do was, wake up after accidentally sleeping for 2 hours during a workday. That's the biggest thing he had to do. Remember to remain alive. It's the biggest strain.
Could have skidded into the street. Thank God the trash that you failed to bring out was blocking her path.
Well, that's why I did that, Solara, and I'm glad you noticed it.
Well, no, you didn't do it. Donna did it.
Oh.
She basically created her own barrier. Her own fucking Robbie Knievel, I just finished a shitty jump barrier that she ran into because you didn't fucking shovel
Solara,
the goddamn driveway.
Are you still there, Solara?
I'm here. I'm listening.
What's the situation in your household? I mean, you know, you do most of the housework or what?
I do most of the housework. Patrick does more.
Uh-oh. Did we lose you? Frank, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we lost her. I don't know why. Skype. So, Solara is a part of The What Show. It's thewhatshow.com. Be sure to check that out. We've streamed the last two episodes on Hear Us Talk. They've been getting an amazing response, and I enjoy the show. I know you listen, Frank, don't you?
I love it.
You do?
I love it.
You absolutely love it.
I love it.
You're an idiot. You say the same fucking thing three times in a row. Just amazing. You love it, right?
I love it.
I love it. Oh, my God, Frank. I don't know. I don't know. I couldn't imagine being in your position. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
Oh, it's West Millie Tom.
West Millie Tom? Is that who it is?
Yep.
What's going on, buddy? How are you?
What's up, pal?
Good. I just wanted to crack on Frank a little bit. ADD does not make you lazy. Lazy is lazy. ADD is a whole other thing, I tell you.
Yeah.
Well, what happened is because I have the ADD, I can't remember to do certain things and tasks, and that's what causes me to have the problem I'm having with the ADD.
You certainly don't forget to deviate your attention from giving the attention deficit disorder excuse. You never forget that.
I forget to do a lot of things too. It's called I don't feel like wanting to do them, so
exactly.
Then I just don't.
It's natural.
You know what I mean there, Phil?
Natural laziness. It's not a fucking disorder, Frank. No, it's just something that people do.
Listen, because of my ADD, I didn't look out the window to see if it was snowing. Because of my ADD, I forget to take the garbage out. All these years, I finally have something. There's definitively something that is causing this, and obviously it's the ADD. All these years of my quote-unquote laziness is caused from my ADD.
Does ADD ever make you, like, not want to eat cake? Like, you forget to do, like, I forget to go bowling or forget to have a beer?
No, it'll never forget. He'll never forget to do something he enjoys. If he enjoys it, he'll do it, like, just like he does this show every week.
Let me ask you, sir, are you married? Are you a married gentleman?
I just broke up with my fiance 5 years a couple months ago.
You know why? You know why, Frank? ADD.
Yes.
He forgot he was in a relationship.
Is there something you could talk about, or it's too personal?
It was. Yeah. No, I could talk about it. Absolutely.
What's the reason why you broke up after 5 years? Please tell us.
Can you speak into the phone a little more? Because it's just a little tough hearing you.
She was a nag a little bit. She's on me all the time about the different. You got to grow up this. You got to save more money that. You know, that sort of thing.
Got to grow up. You know, save money. These seem like unwarranted demands.
Were you living? Were you living
someone
with
you're going to spend the rest of your life with?
We weren't living together. We were going to move in together, and then I kind of put the kibosh on it because I didn't want to get locked in that regard. You know what I mean? She was already too much when we weren't living together, so I had to.
Is there a possibility you may get back together?
Negative. Ooh. I'm already seeing somebody else.
Oh, wow.
So 5 years and she's just completely over with. And when did this happen again?
This happened, I broke up with her the week before Christmas.
Nice.
So now, did you that strategically on purpose to avoid getting her a gift, didn't you?
The fact that it is, I had to save myself for a few $100, I think.
He did. That's a very smart move. You're going to end it before major holiday.
So, I saved some money, right?
Yes.
Listen, you killed two birds with one stone,
my
friend.
Thank you very much, Wes Millie Tom.
Thank you, sir.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
He's from ronfez.net, I remember. We had a convo. We went way back, connected on a level, you know. We know people from West Millie. It's basically what it boils down to. When you know people from West Milford, you can make jokes about the Jackson Whites. You can talk
West Milford is the shit.
You can talk about up and down the mountain, and people don't know. What about the skaters and the dirtbags that hang out at ShopRite all night?
And don't forget
to the
Clinton
early
Road.
Light, and most of them are white, Frank.
Don't forget Clinton Road in West Milford. It's one of the most
it certainly is.
Scariest roads there is.
I have a song about West Millie. This guy says it sucks.
Yeah,
I disagree.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here to tell you about this little place called West Milford. Yep, it's hell living here. I mean,
apparently he's using West Millie Tom's mic.
Over 600 pizzerias and over 700 banks. I mean, there's nothing to do here, nowhere to go, no malls. You can basically call this a hickville.
Yeah.
That's why today, man, I'll tell you about West Milford. I mean, this place sucks. Yeah. West Millie, summers are hot, winters are chilly. You wanna live here? Well, fool, don't be silly. In the middle of nowhere, surrounded by trees, bears, wolves, insects and fleas. And don't forget about the unsolved mysteries of what's growing in the lake. Hey, don't ask me please, cause to me, yeah, it looks pretty scary. To walk up the hills, it's a struggle and a fight. And the skaters and the dirtbags hang out at ShopRite all night to the early light, and most of them are white. No sidewalks, no water fountains. And basically there's two parts, up and down the mountain. Our wells keep the water flowing. Drugs and alcohol is what keeps us going. Brains are never growing. Next door neighbors are dicks, always having a fit. And the kids in their cars thinking they're the shit.
Yeah. West Millie sucks. I can't take it anymore. But we all love it, Frank. West Milford. I don't know how you do it, Frank. I don't know how you are able to deal with kids.
So sick.
That's so rude. That's just so fucking rude. I don't know how you can deal with kids, Frank. You are a poor role model.
Excuse me? First of all, you have no right, being that you don't have kids yourself, so how dare you make a comment like that?
I don't have kids, but I am an uncle.
You've been an uncle.
I've been an uncle, but I'm an uncle again. My sister,
really?
My sister had her son.
Congratulations.
His name is Ryan, and he is my nephew, Frank.
Oh, cool.
It's weird. It's a great feeling to be an uncle, but there were some things that were a little bit uncomfortable. Like most kids, he had a little bit of a cone head, And people would, you know, always look at him and point that out. And that's not the part that bothered me. It's the people that would say, ah, must have taken a lot of work to get him out. And so now I'm thinking, you know, I don't know how comfortable I am with these people talking about my sister's vagina and its fucking work ethic. It's just a little bit uncomfortable. His head has calmed down a little bit now, but it's okay. And I couldn't, the day he was born, I couldn't look at that fucking umbilical cord. You know what I'm talking about? That purple, looks like a...
It's still stuck on him for like about a, for a month or so, it'll be on there.
Yeah, I can't look at it.
You gotta get that alcohol and stick it in there, and eventually it falls off.
Can't look at it. Can't
dries
look at
up.
It. And everybody seemed to have the guess that it was gonna be a boy. Everybody has their stupid ways of predicting the gender. There's something with you know, the Chinese calendar, even something where they held a needle. This is the most ridiculous thing ever. They hold a needle on a thread over her wrist, and if it swung twice, it was gonna be a boy. Or something like something that's just completely ridiculous. And then every time somebody's right, they're like, see what I told you? Every time. And they never mention the times when they don't.
Well, they got a 50-50 shot, so what can you do?
Well, what do you do in the event of you know, a miscarriage? Are you still right? Are you still right if they never find out? What do you do? If it never achieved, I mean, maybe it was on its way to being a boy or a girl. You might have been right, but, you know, it never came to be. So you're still wrong. Have you experienced the people that try to predict what gender a pregnant woman's going to deliver?
Well, yeah, you know, if it's in the front, if it's in a...
She's carrying low.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look, the girls steal the beauty from the mother. They're basically saying this pregnant woman has a terribly ugly face.
Right.
That's what they're saying.
It's now, does Conehead still have the umbilical cord on
excuse
him?
Excuse me?
Conehead. I'm sorry, Ryan.
His name is Ryan. I refuse to look. I refuse to look. Every time I've seen him since that day, he's been clothed.
Have you ever changed him yet?
No. No. And you know what? I hope that I don't have to, but if I have to, I will.
Did your sister know she was having a boy?
They all kind of sensed it. Everybody did. My mom, her husband, everybody thought that it was going to be a boy. But they had to have that proof to back it up. The gender chart, the Drano gender prediction test. This is the stupidest thing. Like, people try to inject some kind of degree of chemistry into, you know, basically predicting a 50-50 shot. They say that they would take approximately 2 tablespoons of crystal Drano, a medium glass or glass jar, and they would take 2 to 3 ounces of urine and mix it all together. And if it was clear, you're going to have a boy. If it's not clear within 10 to 15 seconds, it's a girl. Or the other way around. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's bullshit. It's fucking bullshit. And really, should a pregnant woman be handling fucking crystal Drano? They can't even eat tuna. They can't drink Coke. They can't eat fucking fish. They're going to be mixing Drano. Why don't they just say, hey, what am I having? I mean, this problem only exists when people don't know what they're having. They go through all these fucking guessing games to find out something that a doctor could have told them.
I guess they just want some basis on what to rely on.
They want a fucking surprise. That's what it is. Yeah. And some people claim that they can even force their pregnancy to be a certain gender.
Well, we did when we had Luke.
You did what? What did you do?
We,
did you pray
we did
to
certain
Allah?
Things. We did certain. We had sex at certain times, in order to have a boy.
Any positions that were?
Yeah, things of that nature. Certain positions, things of that nature. Now, listen.
From the back. Sir. Is that what you did?
I prefer not to get into that discussion. But let me say this though. You know.
In 15 minutes, we're going to have a call from Donna where she's complaining about how she had to do all the work. He just lays there all the time. He doesn't even thrust. Okay.
All right. You want to talk about your sex life now, new style, or what? That's what I thought. listen to me. What I'm saying is the following. You know, we ended up having a boy, so we could say it worked. You know, but it was 50-50 shots, so who the hell knows?
People are like, you have to, in case the testicles in ice. And then, you know, when you have a certain temperature, you hit it from the back, and then it's going to be a boy.
What we did was we didn't find out with any of our kids what we had for our first two. We didn't find out the sex. For the last one, we wanted to find out, but we were kind of hesitant. So we had the doctor put a picture. What is it called? The what? The sonogram?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
In the envelope to let us know, you know, if it was a boy or a girl. And when we were ready, we would open up the envelope. So then we opened it up, and it said he circled family jewels, which meant he had testicles, so we knew it was a boy.
So, like, how long does it take you to be, you know, mentally ready to determine what you're going to have, especially after you've had two kids already?
It was very frightening, but I was very excited when I found out I was having a boy. I jumped for joy.
You jumped for joy for the yes. boy. That is yes. the most gay rhyme you could have ever come up with.
Well, listen, when you have a boy, you tell me differently.
Well, I guess it's good for you because you can do certain things together. Like, you can be together in the same house, locked in a basement, just separated by a few rafters and a floorboard. That's a good, you know, father-son activity, being 10 feet away from each other all hours of the day. You play video games, correct? Do you do this with your kid?
I play, my son likes to play Mario Kart, but he likes to play the coins. Are you familiar with the coins?
Yeah, I know all about the coins.
America coins.
But you've been playing Rock Band lately.
I'm absolutely. I'm a no doubt I'm playing Rock Band. I'm a damn good rock
artist. In a big way, right? Yeah.
In a big way. Unfortunately, I'm stuck in the medium mode on Enter Sandman.
Really?
Yeah.
Medium.
Yes. I can't get past Enter Sandman. I can only get like about 45% of the song.
It's too hard for you, huh? That medium level.
Very difficult song. No. The medium level's not hard, but this particular song is hard.
God damn it. Wow. Hey, listen, I'm sorry, is all I can say. So you're stuck on the medium level.
I'm stuck on the medium Enter Sandman song.
Well, yeah, but you're still stuck on the...
Yeah.
Whatever.
Jesus. Did you get past that song?
Yeah, I've beaten medium and hard, and I stopped. Okay. I never finish a video game.
Why not?
I don't know. I picture you in your fucking living room. Just like, okay, I'm ready. I got this part going.
This part I got down.
Yeah.
But I now, got this part down.
This is a great song, correct?
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah,
it's all right. But when they start getting into this beat, do you find yourself getting a little bit more into it?
Yeah, you start think hitting, I'm a real musician, man.
You start strumming with vigor.
Yeah.
I said vigor. I understand Obama was inaugurated today. The thing is, Frank, you do kind of put a little bit more heart and soul into a song that you kind of enjoy. And then you catch a glimpse of yourself with this toy guitar at an advanced age of 40, in your case.
Well, as I told Best in Show, we called Best in Show a couple weeks ago, I just looking at myself with the guitar wrapped around me.
But it's not a real guitar, and it's not even to scale.
Yeah, but you can't tell if you're looking at it from a distance. So sometimes I walk outside with a guitar wrapped around me so people think I'm a musician.
You're such a liar. It's funny, though. I hear these songs now on the radio, and I'm like, oh, this is Guitar Hero. This is Guitar Hero right. 2. It's Rock Band. I don't even acknowledge them as, like, classic songs. It's like, oh, this is a song from a soundtrack of a fake music game.
Right.
And I just think... I think I got 94% on that song. And I'll try to look for anybody who looks like they're having the same thought. And then I stop there, because if I approach them and say, hey, you play Rock Band, I should be executed. Do you get right here, this is where you get nuts. You stop it real quick, and then get back into it.
Yeah. I couldn't get... I don't think I passed this part, though.
When you do your star power, do you really fling it up?
I don't know what that means, star power.
When you enable the bonuses.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that.
So you've been playing and you got to this song, you've never done a bonus?
Maybe I did the bonus. I don't know if I did the bonus. Maybe I did the bonus.
When you did the... Holy shit.
But my kids are learning songs they never knew before.
That's true. The Rock Band Guitar Hero series of games has really opened the eyes... of children to songs that you probably would have danced to at a fucking senior prom.
a lot of the, a majority of the songs are classic rock songs. A lot of them are, which is my stuff. So do you, I like it even more.
Do you purchase any of the songs that you can play? Like from the store?
No.
You have no idea what we're talking about, do you? It's amazing. So you don't buy any of them? I've one on the Xbox Live store. I bought some of them. And I didn't notice this one thing where it says, as made famous by, basically means that this is a piece of shit cover that you don't want to own.
It's not, the covers are not that bad. They're really not that bad.
They are pretty goddamn awful.
Well, that's your opinion.
Baby, here I am. It's the worst. Like, oh, this is not the Black Crowes. I don't know why I bought it. I just figured that I wanted to bring more people into my world.
Wait a second. They have Rock Band, like, albums, you mean? They have Rock Band soundtracks?
Frank, you're obviously a rookie. You don't know what a fucking star power is. You don't know what a bonus is. You don't know that you can buy songs that you can play. You're a rookie. It's okay. Nothing to be ashamed
of. I'll kick your ass any day of the week, though.
Yeah, not in this... Not with this guy as president. I'll tell you that right now. He'll prevent that. Mr. Barack H. Obama won't let this happen, Frank. You did watch the inauguration. We talked about it a little
bit.
Yeah,
I did watch
it. Did you feel a little bit of pride? A little bit of...
I saw how, when somebody's president, they don't want you to know if they're sick or they try to keep hush-hush their health. Even if there's something wrong with it. Well, now these former presidents don't give a fuck. One's walking around like a fucking penguin with a fucking cane. What's his face? The father, George Herbert Walker Bush. He's walking
George
around like a
H.W.
fucking penguin.
Yeah, and he had a fucking platypus for a hat.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
And then you have the other Cheney's in a fucking wheelchair. They don't give a shit anymore. And the big thing is always, is Barack going to wear a fucking overcoat? You know, I guess if he doesn't wear an overcoat, you know, he's you know, withstanding the elements a little more. You know, personally, I don't really care if he wears.
No, you said it though. A man should not be afraid of the elements. That's copyright Germ Freak.
That is copyright Germ Freak, and I have developed that concept. But you know, I enjoyed listening to. You know, I was hoping that who did the Aretha Franklin? Did you enjoy her song?
I didn't know that Aretha Franklin performed. I thought it was Patrice O'Neal or Randy Jackson from American Idol.
I was actually hoping that she'd accidentally slip into Freeway of Love instead of My Country Tis a Thee.
Oh, that's amazing, because I think I told you that today.
Oh, I apologize.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for stealing anything that I've ever said that's funny. Thank you. Anything you've said that got a laugh or was mildly amusing probably came from me. I taught you everything I knew. But I'm watching this. 2 million people in there. Who is the guy in the last fucking row, like 6 miles away? What are you hearing?
If you had the opportunity to do something like, would you do it or no?
No, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I would never do it in a million years. It's just awful.
I don't go to the Times Square for New Year's. I'm certainly not going to be, you know, in a crowd of millions of people.
Let me ask you a question.
To hear a politician speak.
Before you die, do you think you even... that you'll want to go to Times Square on New Year's Eve just once before you die?
No. No, why would I? It doesn't even look that fun from the TV. If something doesn't look fun and you're watching it on TV, it's less fun when you're there. Like, they say being at a hockey game is great. It's really, really good. But, you know, it's supposed to be better if you're watching it on TV because you can see all the action. You go there, it's not as good. Same with a football game. It's not as good as watching it on TV unless you're, you know, right there. If I'm at this fucking inauguration and I'm 6 miles back and all I'm hearing are people crying the fucking blues that change has finally come to America and I can't hear the fucking speech, like, who gives a shit? And it's done in 18 minutes. What am I going to do? It's like, oh,
well this is
back to New Jersey, folks. Let's get some Taylor Ham.
Listen
fucking
to me.
Gel our hair.
Biden took the oath of office, okay? And then after he took the oath of office, that's when they had that Itzhak Perlman or whatever did some song. Now, after he took the oath of office, Bush was still president. So you had Biden as the vice president, but yet Bush was still the president for like a few minutes.
Yeah,
are you aware of that?
I've heard this point made. actually. But...
Now, if Bush was to die at that moment, would Biden then become the president?
You think they're really going to swear him in and then swear in Barack Obama? Do you think they're going to do two swearings in?
But for a moment, we had a Republican president and a Democratic vice president for a few minutes.
And you know what? It's happened over and over again, Frank. Every time it went from Republican to Democrat or vice versa, there's been a cross-party ticket.
Why do you take the fucking wind out of my sails? Why do you have to fucking rain on my parade?
I didn't know
time?
That your sails were so pathetic to I have that as wind.
A historical point here, and you shit on it like everything else I fucking say.
No, I'm just saying that it's so insignificant, and it happens nearly every time. Every time, almost every time there's a party change, that takes place. It's a matter of fucking minutes. It's not significant.
Oh, God. You know, it's only a heartbeat away, my friend.
Ugh, stop.
Maybe you've heard of that. You know what your problem is? You're glib.
Frank, I'm gonna fucking beg you to just forget that Matt Lauer was ever on TV. Please. For the love of Christ. If I ever have to hear you say the word glib again.
You're glib.
What I want to do is I want to hollow out your skull and use it to shovel driveways. I think you're awful, and I want to turn your fucking skull into two fucking snowplows. Just absolutely awful.
I apologize.
I'm watching this, and I'm seeing all the posts on Facebook, people saying that this is the only time I've ever felt proud of my country. That kind of shit irritates me.
You know what?
They're also the same people that will say they want to be colorblind. They want to look beyond color. But we can't. We just fucking can't. Because every time this man is mentioned, he's going to be referred to as the first African-American president. And that's all anybody's going to ever see him as, whether he does great or poorly. He's the first. I'm sure Jackie Robinson was an above-average baseball player. Was he the best? No. We remember him because he was the first of a certain skin tone. And to me, it's a little bit fucking... It's a little bit shitty for someone who says that race shouldn't matter to sing the praises of somebody based on their colors, the color of their skin. I just wish that people would hold their fucking undying enthusiasm just for a second and wait for him to do something. Something. I mean, at this point, all he's ever done is mention that he's planning on changing the tax code. And that draws 2 million people? that implores the guy to stand 6 miles away from the fucking podium and hear the man speak? Bullshit. We've been coaxed into hearing this is the most historic moment ever, but people don't want to look beyond color. They don't want to say this is another politician who may or may not change the country. And I'm saying he probably won't.
Well, you're very optimistic.
Frank, he may or may not. I'm just going with nothing drastic is going to change. The economy will probably go up or it'll go down. There's no fucking dramatic fucking change. You're not going to wake up and have a fucking check from Obama that says all is well. Here's a fucking blank check from the government. Unless, of course, you own some kind of an auto industry or something like that, or some bank that was around for 100 years. It just doesn't fucking happen that way. But people think that this man's elected to an office and now all their fucking problems are gone. I don't like to get too political in this, but it's just, it irritates me.
Well, time will tell. We'll see what happens.
Time will tell. We'll see what happens.
Stitching time saves nine.
I don't know.
Ken,
I just want the guy to do something before everybody...
I want him to do something too. I'm rooting
for
him.
No, I want him to be... I want to fucking scrutinize the person. Every action he does. The president that went out, George W. Bush, not popular, right? Not too
he
popular.
Not popular in his second administration,
It would be very easy for anybody else becoming president to be pretty popular right off the goddamn bat.
Correct.
And when a president is popular, they put everything through, pretty much. And they don't look into it that much. The average public person, the person in the public, the citizens, don't necessarily scrutinize what the man's doing, especially if they're blindly supporting him. I just want the fucking guy to have all of his shit looked at like he's just another fucking politician. And like, he doesn't fucking rain manna from the fucking skies. That's all I want. That's all I want. He's just a man. That's it. And I know I'm talking to you during the prep, the prep sessions. You're wearing your Obama shirt, Frank, and you're just saying, "Isn't this the greatest day of my life? Oh, what a wonderful man!" And I'm like, Frank, I don't, he may be great, he may be bad. I don't know what he's going to do, but I want it to be fucking carefully watched. That's all. Anybody, I just want it to be fucking watched. And I don't give a fuck what kind of dog he has. Or what his fucking wife is wearing, or how fucking adorable his kids are, or anything. Or what speeches are written for him. Whatever he does that he puts on the backs of the American people, I want it to be fucking monitored and looked at a little bit closer than people seem to be willing to do right now. You're silent.
I'm just glad that you have a point and that hopefully we'll see what happens. Well, what can
and,
I say?
And here's the best thing right now. Neo is God says, bottom line, DJ New Style equals racist. I'm a man who just said he wants to get beyond the color of a person's skin and judge the man on merit or achievement is being called a racist. Come on. Come on. And
first
that's, the,
all,
and that's the ultimate penalty. Isn't
you're the
it,
furthest from racist person I ever met. So
isn't that the ultimate penalty of going against Obama?
No
being
doubt.
Being branded a racist?
No doubt.
That's the ultimate fucking punishment that you can be given, Frank. I don't know. Are you excited?
Gotta walk with a fine line.
You do. I mean, you don't even... I want to point something out. You will never refer to a person as being white or black. Never.
That's correct. That's correct.
Because you treat it like ruination. That brand.
Right.
Being called a
right.
racist could be the end for you. That's how you feel. But it just seems unfair to use a classification. It just seems unfair. I don't know, Frank. Do you know what else is going on in the world? Is anything going else on the world? Because I know that every website I went to, every fucking Twitter, fucking Tumblr, everything,
well,
just littered with the same pictures. Have you managed to find anything different that didn't involve the inauguration or inauguration, as you said?
I did find a couple things. Are you familiar with those people from West Jersey? They named their kids after Adolf Hitler. Their son's name is Adolf Hitler. You aware of that?
Yeah, it was. What was it? Adolf Hitler Campbell or something?
Yeah. Adolf Hitler Campbell. Joycelyn Aryan Nation Campbell and Hanslin Heinler Jeannie Campbell.
Yeah, so these people obviously love Germany,
right?
For
right.
a certain period of time,
right? So the story. The latest is their kids were removed from their household for the. I don't want to get into too much. The whole point of it, but the problem is they had their names obviously of evil people. Now my question is as follows. Are we not? Can we name our kid not allowed to? Are there rules where we can name our kid certain things? I mean, if I want to call my kid Fuckface, if I want to name him Fuckface and he was born, could I name him Fuckface?
I don't know. Did you name him Frank?
Wow, that's a stretch.
To me, it's the same thing.
There's certain
I think you can. I think you can name him anything that you want, but whether or not people are going to refer to him as that.
Well, there's certain license plates that are you can't get. There's certain license plates that the DMV will not accept. Are you aware of that?
The DMV won't accept them.
Yeah, I don't know if it's I'm sure that if it's FUK like certain vanity plates or something. So every once in a while, I'll see somebody with a plate where it's Do you ever look at somebody's license plate and wonder if they're embarrassed that they have that license plate?
Can you say what it is that they're embarrassed of again? What the message? What is the actual item that you said they're embarrassed of? The plate. What is it called?
Vanity plate.
No. The proper term. L word.
Refresh my memory.
The L plate. Can you say the whole thing, please?
License plate.
Because you said license plate. I just want to let you know.
Well, if you see somebody with a license plate and it looks like it's like, they say they have POO, poo or something, Do you ever think that they're embarrassed to have that? And it's not a vanity plate. It's something that was issued to them. Like, if you were issued something that you thought was embarrassing, would you change it? Would you get a new one?
I'm pretty sure that I would find something else in my life to be concerned with.
I see.
Why would I give a shit? I mean,
all right.
I could see maybe if you have, like fag or something like that. Like, if you had fag 38B as your fucking license plate, that would be pretty bad.
Okay.
Because then people would probably write on your car. I think if it incites people defacing your car, then that would be bad.
Dateline, UK, United Kingdom. An 81-year-old widow who died after being mugged was ignored.
Wait, are we off of license plates? I'm sorry. You might want
to
just preface this by saying, on to the next one. Or
on to the next story.
In other news, there's a reason they have transitions.
Listen to me. An 81-year-old woman who died after being mugged was ignored as she lay on the pavement pleading for help. Passersby refused to stop and help Molly Morgan, thinking that she was drunk. So what we got here is you got a woman who was, you know, in the realm of dying, and people didn't want to pay attention, so they walked past her. Now, my question is this. You've been to New York City, haven't you?
Never.
Okay. A lot of times you'll see homeless people. Are you aware of that?
Frank, we've both been to New York together. We've both seen homeless people.
How the fuck
are you going to ask me if I've ever been to New York and if I've ever seen homeless
people? Because you call me about being duped.
Have you ever been in America?
I was with you one time at Penn Station, and you were duped into giving somebody money. They give you a fucking piss sob story, and you were duped into giving them money.
No, I wasn't duped. And by the way,
when you
give charity, you're not duped into anything.
This was some guy pulling your leg. He didn't need your help.
He came up with the worst lie ever. He was old. He had no coat on. It was fucking freezing. So I gave him $2. Maybe he filled his fucking stomach with a rotten Hot Pocket. I don't give a shit. But
now
you're
going
to act as though
this.
I'm foolish and afraid of a guy who dressed up like Mr. fucking Furley and tried to tell me that if he had money for a train, he could see his fucking his granddaughter or something. You know, the stories need to be updated.
Now, your
Please.
Rule is you don't give – you never eye contact with homeless people, do you? You never make eye contact.
If I walk – I will not make eye contact with people that are handing out papers, that are trying to recruit people, or people that are trying to collect handouts, like homeless people or any of those people. Like, especially in Times Square, there's always the people that will ask, you like comedy shows? Huh? Do you like comedy shows? I'll never look at them. I don't want to get – yeah, while I may enjoy comedy, I don't necessarily want to talk about it with you. So I don't even fucking acknowledge them. I don't acknowledge the homeless people. I don't do any of that.
Now, by you not acknowledging them, what do you mean you don't acknowledge them? You don't you think you're better than them? Is that what you say? I don't understand. You don't acknowledge them. What's to acknowledge? They're there. There's you know what's to you're walking past them for
Christ's sake. If I see that fucking diseased, starving dog look in their face, I may feel compelled to throw money in the cup. So if I don't see it, I don't feel bad about myself. That's basically that's my heartless answer to this. I will occasionally give money, as you've cited before.
What is the most you've ever given to a homeless person on the street? Can you recall? More than a dollar?
$10. That's
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
The guy,
you remember the situation?
I mean, it's... When I was at Rutgers. This guy was riding a bike in the fucking winter, and he had no jacket on. The homeless people are interesting. They're either overdressed in the summer or underdressed in the winter.
That's so true.
I don't understand how you can be wearing a fucking a sleeveless tee in December, but fucking by June and August you have fucking three bubble jackets on and two knit caps.
That's fucking...
But this guy was wearing like a basketball jersey in like December or something like that, and he asked me for money to call his sister. So I just gave him $10 and I said, you know, you can save the story. Just go eat something. That's it. And then as I'm getting my sandwich and waiting for the bus, he comes back to me. He's like, hey, you know where I can go sleep? I'm like, get out of here. Like, I gave you enough help.
But are you ever afraid that they're going to come after you or they're going to just follow you or something or? That's what I'm always afraid. They're just going to, you know, get up and follow me.
No.
You know, are you scared of homeless
people? Are you really scared that they're going to follow you?
Are you scared of homeless people?
No.
That's what I mean.
It seems like you are. Are you scared?
Well, I'm not. Are you ever afraid that they're gonna like?
Do you need to be kicked? Do you need to be kicked so you'll start speaking? Do you ever what?
I am. I have been speaking. What I'm saying is, do you ever have a homeless person? You walk past them, and obviously they're talking to him or herself. And sometimes, you know, sometimes I'm afraid that they're going to get into a conversation with me. You know what I'm saying? If I don't answer them or something, or
if you don't answer them, so you're butting in on their conversation with themselves.
Well, whatever. I think you know my point.
I don't.
Moving on.
Oh, this is a new story. So basically, you didn't resolve anything. This woman who was mugged eventually died because no one cared. They thought she was drunk. They left her on the road. Now, if you saw this old woman, an old woman, 80-something years old, in the middle of the street screaming for help, you wouldn't do anything, Frank? What would you do?
Well, you know what it is? It's sort of like monkey see, monkey do. If you see everybody else passing this person by, then you say to yourself, well, maybe this person doesn't really need help. Maybe this person just fucking crazy.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
No, it's not the stupidest thing you've ever heard, mister.
So you follow the crowd at all times?
You wouldn't
go and you wouldn't call 911? You wouldn't call a cop?
Nobody else is doing it.
There's got to be a first. You understand? If everybody else is doing something, then every other thing that could possibly be done will never get done unless somebody does it. So if you do nothing, if you do what everybody else has done, there will never be any progress. So that bitch is going to fucking die because you saw a bunch of people with their fucking earbuds in their head just walking by. I would call 911, Frank. I wouldn't go over and try to, you know, perform CPR on her or comfort her and fucking cradle her neck or her head or anything like that. But I wouldn't want to let her die. Bosco Brad in the Heroes Talk Room says, call Donna and see if she needs help.
Okay.
Have Donna call and see if the lady needs help. Just treat it like every other task that you need to do. Get your wife to do it for you.
I see.
Do you have any other stories, Frank?
Yeah, I do. Police say a northeastern Pennsylvania couple did not call the bank when $1,772 deposit showed up in their account as $177,250. These people were more or less given $100,000 without saying anything about it.
So they had an error in their favor.
Right.
This used to be like something good in the game of Monopoly. You'd get that card, a bank error in your favor, $40.
Right.
But in this case, it's $100,000.
Right. Now, situation happens to you. Would you wait for them to contact you, or would you go right there and say, listen, you gave me too much money?
Depending on how much it is. First of all, you have to figure that if it's $100,000, it's not going to be fucking falling through the cracks. People are going to want that money back. I guess what these people did is they took out all the money, fled the state.
They quit their jobs and moved to Florida.
Yeah.
Okay.
It seems pretty dumb.
Okay.
Pretty dumb. I wouldn't fuck with that. If it's a couple thousand, do you want me to fucking talk?
Go ahead, asswipe.
How about whenever I'm in mid-sentence, you just start going off on a new
How's idea? About when you're done, you say, done, fuckface?
Frank, this is where you need conversational skills, and you can't blame this on
I
ADD.
Apologize.
I understand your plight. What I would like you to do is I'd like you to hear and sense when my sentences are over.
Thank you, sir.
Yes. So what would you do?
3 years ago, a check was sent to me for $42,000. I don't want to say where it came from, but it came to me. Now, it was not money that I deserved.
Who cares? Done.
Okay.
So you got $42,000?
I got $42,000 check sent to me.
So what did you do?
I did the right thing to do, and I called the people and said, this is not mine, and so be it.
You're a prince.
Thank you.
All right. So, what's next on your agenda?
How do you feel? Would you pick
a heavy breathing is never a good way to transition a new fucking story.
Boy George. You're familiar with Boy George.
Exasperating fucking sighs.
Shut up.
Never convince the listener to fucking continue.
15 months to Boy George is in jail for. Singer.
I don't know what Singer- you're doing. Go ahead.
Singer-turned-DJ Boy George has been jailed for 15 months for handcuffing a male escort to a wall and beating him with a metal chain. The former Culture Club frontman imprisoned Audun Carlson during a drug-fueled naked photo shoot at his flat in East London. How do you feel about that?
I could care less. Do you? Were you a fan of the Culture Club?
I did have their Color by Numbers album that came out, I believe, in 83 or 84. Let me tell you something. Culture Club, Boy George was a shit back in the early 80s, mid-80s. Everybody wanted to be Boy George. The problem was he got strung out on heroin, and he's the falling star.
So you liked him? You had his records, albums, whatever?
I had Color by Numbers.
Ugh.
Had Do You Want to Hurt Me on there.
There it is.
But the guy got involved with drugs, and you know, he about a year or so ago, he pleaded guilty to falsely reporting a burglary at his apartment city. Listen, the guy's he lost it all, and I'm happy that he's going to jail, and to not have him in this world is better. Thank you.
Why would you wish that on him, Frank? Do you really want to hurt him? If he hears this, do you hope that he cries?
Listen, after calling Mr. Carlson into his bedroom, O'Dowd, a.k.a. Boy George, and another man leaped on him, wrestled him to the floor, and started beating him. The victim was dragged along the floor towards the bed, and a manacle was put on his right hand and attached to a hook drilled into the wall. The second man left, Carlson said...
I mean, you don't have to tell me all these details to have me believe and be convinced that Boy George is a fucking freak.
Okay.
No, I mean, really, what else would you expect? Do you think he's building homes for, like, the, you know, starving kids? Do you think he's donating money? Like, no, the guy is obviously into some fucked up shit. He's worn mascara on his eyes since fucking 1983. He fucking highlights his cheekbones. The guy's into some fucked up shit. This isn't surprising to me in the least. I don't know, Frank. I mean, like, do you care about this?
I think he needs intervention. I think he needs to go on the television show Intervention with Dr. Drew.
Or that celeb rehab or Sober House.
Oh,
with,
yeah.
With the guy from fucking Crazy Town.
Listen to me.
They have the most fucking terrible 16th string celebrities on these fucking shows. They are the worst.
They did have Jeff Conaway. Now, you could call him a 16th string celebrity, but back in the 80s or late 70s, he was pretty much a string.
Yeah, and back in the 80s, you were probably a popular guy too. But the thing is, you're not. And more people know him now from being the guy who claimed he was taking Benadryl on whatever fucking show that was, the Fit Club, than know him from Taxi.
And you see him on the fucking celebrity rehab, you know, all hunched over, crippled, like an old man walking with a fucking cane. You think fucking Tony Danza would call him up and say, listen, you need some help? Just awful. Just ridiculous.
Tony Danza is too busy just wondering where his fucking career went. He had that talk show.
He's doing okay, my friend.
What's he doing? You're keeping tabs on him?
He did Who's the Boss for like fucking 8, 9. He's set for life, you know? He doesn't have to fucking work again as long as he lives.
When's the last time you've seen a Who's the Boss rerun? I think that silence speaks volumes. You get paid when it's rerun. If you think he still has every fucking cent he made from saying, Angela, Samantha, Mona. No, I don't think so. He's fucking lost every fucking penny by now.
Now, isn't it true
he's broken at least 16 cameras into paparazzi faces. The guy's been
really?
Through some fucking lawsuits.
Because you told me that you once had a poster of Danny Pintoro on your wall.
I've never seen
you
that.
Told me you had a poster
no,
of him.
Never. And the funny thing is, every time we mention an 80s show, you pick the gayest character and you say, no, you told me that you had a poster of him. In what fucking world do you think you could purchase a fucking Jonathan from Who's the Boss poster?
Alright, the fact that you even know his character's name proves that you're a fucking homo.
You knew the actor's name! You obviously went beyond the show and looked into everything he's been doing since. You fucking homo. Holy shit.
Can I move on, please?
Well, I'd like you to move on. But the thing is, Frank, the shows with the celebrities, the celebrity versions of shows, just terrible. They never get anybody good.
Let's think for a moment. Has there been any... Well, yeah, I guess not.
You were telling me about one recently, a celebrity version of some show. I don't remember what it was, though, with Andrew Dice Clay.
Oh, The Apprentice. The Apprentice is coming out. I saw advertisements for it. Andrew Dice Clay is going to be one of the contestants.
That show is a fucking snooze.
No, it's
that,
not, dude.
The worst fucking show ever.
They have a celebrity edition now.
Because I give a shit how Lennox Lewis runs a business. Like, wasn't he on the last one?
You know what? You get to see these celebrities in situations where they're not, you know, all show business.
He was great at throwing fucking jabs to the face. Now I really would love to see how he fucking puts together a fucking sales presentation.
Why do you have to fucking down everything, man?
Because it's uninteresting and shit.
Isn't it true you were watching The Bachelor last night?
I was watching The Bachelor.
Isn't it? You're a fucking fag, man. You were watching The Bachelor last night.
Yesterday was just a fucking complete day of gay TV. But in my defense, it all started from watching Tyra. because they had some fat black chick on there that claims that all she would ever eat in a day is rolls of toilet paper.
What?
She would eat rolls of toilet paper, and she did it on the show. They had a video of her just eating. Like, it was probably the greatest thing I've ever seen. I think you can find it on YouTube. She would just unroll toilet paper and eat it like it was a fucking leaf of lettuce. She'd just rip it out. Like a hungry man would tear into the wrapping of a Whopper. She would just rip that paper off the roll and start eating it. Frank, she ate 6 rolls of toilet paper a day. Do you think she's going to be fucking thin?
Well, there's no calories in toilet paper.
How do you know? Is that going to put you on the old Charmin diet or whatever it is? It's disgusting. And if you, God forbid, you get 3-ply, something that seriously wipes. And let me tell you, there's nothing better than not having to wipe. Wiping and that first little sheet, you don't see a single mark on it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a relief.
Saves so much time in the morning, man. It saves so much time in the morning. You get that clean break.
Yeah,
you can reuse the fucking toilet tissue. When you wipe your ass and there's nothing on the tissue, I reuse it.
You do not reuse it. What do you use it for? What do you dust off the mirror? The thing was on your ass. Just put it in the toilet.
Well, sometimes
take your victory and go away.
Sometimes if I have to put cream up my ass because I have the anal itch, I suffer from the anal itch, I'll use a clean break toilet paper and put my cream on there and just put it up my ass, because sometimes I don't want to put the cream on my fingers and stick it up my ass because I don't want to get sticky fingers.
Disgusting. You're someone's dad. Do you realize that?
Listen to me.
When Luke is old enough, you're not going to be able to do this show because his friends are going to hear this and they're like, "Your dad. Your dad has a fucked up ass."
No. Did you ever have to put cream on your anus ever?
Never. Okay. I've never had to put cream on my anus.
Okay, so when you get the cream, you have to put it with your finger. But I don't want to put my finger on my ass. So I utilize toilet tissue, and I put the cream on the toilet tissue, and I pretend like I'm wiping my ass, but instead I'm putting the cream on my ass.
On your what?
My ass.
I don't know, Frank.
My final story. Go ahead.
Oh, you have another story. Please continue.
I have one more last story. Bruce George, 20, admitted to police that he molested a 6-year-old girl in Anchorage, Alaska.
A 60-year-old girl?
6!
Enunciate. And it was 6?
Yeah.
A 6-year-old girl? Continue, please.
In Anchorage, Alaska in October, but said he needed to do it to acquire the courage to kill himself. He said he needed motivation for suicide by doing something that totally disgusted him. And this is a very interesting story.
That is the worst excuse ever. The guy wanted to fuck a kid. It's not to hype himself up for suicide.
So you think the whole suicide thing was a bunch of bullshit?
If you need to psych yourself up for suicide, you're probably not having that bad of a life. Pretty much. If you haven't gone through enough heartbreak to kill yourself, then you're probably okay. So you don't need to go fucking children to get yourself in a mood where I'm so disgusted with myself, I'm going to end it all. The guy obviously was a kid fucker.
See, I didn't take it. I didn't take it that way. Go ahead.
How did you take it?
I thought that he legitimately was trying to kill himself, and he wanted to do something that made himself disgusted.
So, in essence, you could have just said, "You believed him. Thought he was genuine."
Yeah.
You think a guy is going to fuck a 6-year-old he can kill himself?
First of all, they didn't say fuck. They said molested. That could be anything.
Sure. So maybe he diddled her. Maybe he licked her down a little bit. Whatever.
There's no need to get graphic, my friend.
You know what? I think there might be. Let's make it as disgusting as possible. I'm only describing it so that I could bring myself to feel disgusted about talking about this story. It's a bunch of bullshit. People do what they want to do because they want to do it. They never do something horrific to another person just so that they can convince themselves they're worth, you know, killing. The guy wanted to fuck a kid, so he fucked a kid. Whether he was going to kill himself or not, probably had nothing to do with that. Or maybe he, you know, maybe the kid told somebody, and then he realized he had to check out. But he probably wasn't thinking about suicide before he did it, is all I'm saying. It's fucking awful. And the guy was how old, Frank?
The 20-something.
Where were they living?
Alaska, Anchorage, Alaska.
Just fucking Eskimo. I mean, like, really. You find an Eskimo in Alaska, nobody even cares if you rape them. Nobody likes Eskimos. Just find an adult Eskimo. You need to get your fucking your rocks off. Take one of the men.
DJ Newstyle said that.
I said what?
What you just said, but
fucking Eskimo. Who cares?
I like Eskimos.
Why do you like Eskimos? You said that like you're a genuine admirer of Eskimos. Why do you like Eskimos?
Because they're the backbone of society. They're the backbone of the country.
If all the Eskimos died, the world would go on. The fact that these people are in fucking body suits that look like UGG boots don't fucking mean anything to the rest of the world. It doesn't fucking matter. They have a whalebone knife and a house made of ice, and they live in the snow. They're fucking meaningless. Go up there, fuck them, get your rocks off, and then go back. You don't have to fuck kids. You can't get laid in Anchorage, goddamn Alaska. Start looking for snow huts. Get your dick hard and walk in there.
I'll tell you, what happens is the pornography isn't enough anymore.
I've never seen... It's true. That's true. I've never seen Eskimo porn, though. But that's true. We are creating...
What is porn? Anyway.
That's a good question. I mean, anything can be porn. Absolutely anything can. I mean, you think about it when you were in, what, like, second grade? The catalogs with the broads with the huge underwear and fucking the Sears catalog and all that was a form of porn, and then it escalates.
So let me get this straight: the older you get, the more
horrific
the porn gets.
Yeah, I mean, and then you get to the point where you're Ed McGrath and you can't even bring yourself to jerk off anymore, and you have to pay people to do it for you, in some sense.
So you're saying that Ed McGrath has oututilized pornographic material.
He admits it. People like Ed have been so exposed to it. Ed's about your age, correct? Maybe a few years younger?
He's a couple years younger. He's 34
He's a couple years younger. So it's safe to say that he lived in a time where porn wasn't exactly as easy to acquire as it is now. You can fucking just trip over porn walking over the internet. In the 70s, in the 80s,
you're 90s... Pretty much relegated to going to getting like pornographic magazines and some disgusting
some magazines from some fucking deli and that's not it's not even good stuff and maybe you had a VHS that you found from your dad or somebody else's dad or something like that. It wasn't as abundant. And then the minute that people like Ed get like cable internet or DSL, they're fucking downloading everything they possibly can to the point where they've seen everything. They're completely numb to any sensation that normal people would feel from seeing sexual acts performed on their computer or a TV screen or anything like that.
Well, so, I think Ed is jaded, if you will.
Absolutely. He really is. Porn is so fucking abundant that at this point, we sacrifice hours of our time to be choosy in what we jerk off to. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germfig. Who's this?
This is the aforementioned Ed McGrath.
Yeah, Ed. I feel for you, buddy.
Tell us about your journey, Ed. I mean, has pornographic material just not do it for you anymore?
It's been around for a long time in my life, from the fucking scrambled cable box where I'd hit the fucking AB button on it and try to get fucking one nipple out of it. I mean, I remember me and my buddy scored once with a box of porn on the fucking highway, and that was like fucking three Christmases rolled into one.
Now,
it's just been around forever, and now it's just all around, and there's so many different variations on it.
Let me ask you something, man. How long has it been your prime goal to get pornography? How many years out of your life would you say?
Oh, probably from fucking... probably 20 years. 20 years out of 35.
Exactly. So for 20 years, his number one goal was to get something that now we accidentally get when we're looking for other things. It's so fucking abundant that his whole purpose for being for 20 years is just like zero effort. So obviously he's going to overindulge, and it just becomes fucking meaningless and worthless to the point where he needs that feeling of achievement or discovery or something like that. So you frequent some pros, I guess.
We've
spoken about this.
Wait. Let me just Ed. Do you look at some type of pornography every single day of your life?
Probably, yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I do too. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't.
I
don't.
I think
I
you
don't.
Lie. You don't like to talk about this type of stuff.
No. I don't look at it every single day. I don't, because I have other things that I'm doodling. You know what I'm saying?
I've had a theory for a while that the advent of the internet ended the reign of the serial killer. I mean, like, you think about it, we had a whole string of serial killers that pretty much stopped in like the mid 90s, and I think that coincides with, like, you know, widespread availability of the internet, which coincides with the widespread availability of porn in your home. So
you're
people,
contradicting yourself.
How am I contradicting myself?
Because you're just – what you're saying is that there's not as many serial killers because there's pornography. But yet you're saying that Ed has out-utilized pornography. That's why he's going on to prostitutes. So you're contradicting yourself.
So how about you let me finish my fucking point, you bald fuck?
I apologize.
I said in the past I had made this allegation. But it seems that now these people that were being quelled – snuffed out, their desire to kill and do all these things have been just dampened by the availability of porn. Their supply of new stuff is exhausted. I mean, I think we've discovered the only thing left is Eskimo porn, and I guarantee you that's one Google search away. We're going to be, I predict, in 5 years, we're going to have some fucking crazy serial killers. Serial fucking killers. People that are just so bored with sex because they've had whatever they needed to get from sites like, you know, Adult Friend Finder. They meet up with fucking people. They go on all the dating sites. They meet people just to fuck. They're so beyond that now. Porn doesn't do it for them. Fucking new people doesn't do it for them. They're going to get back into these creative serial killings.
Ed, do you feel that you do have an addiction to this type of lifestyle?
Yeah, I'm beginning to think I do. I can't kind of shake away from it.
So
Ed, I don't want a real, you know, grown-up people relationship. I just want to go do this every couple weeks, have that 20 minutes to an hour, depending on how much I want to spend, and then I'm good. And then I don't know if it's a phase or not, and then I really don't do anything in between. I'll look on the internet at porn every now and then.
And do you find that your tastes are getting more deviant?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think Ed probably stays into the same thing. I mean, if you view porno and do nothing else, you go through material quickly.
Well, what I'm saying is simply watching what they call vanilla sex, you know, just a couple having coitus.
I think that's just what I said. I think if you do nothing more than watch porno, obviously you're going to go and look for more and more aggressive and bizarre things. But with Ed's venturing out and is now finding people. He's finding women to fuck for money. Ed, when you become a serial killer, will your calling card be like just plugs for internet radio shows? Could you be the internet radio killer? And just fucking, just write on the whores that you disembowel, like the DJ News Style Show or something like that, or like Hear Us Talk.
Well, you know what? I'm thinking about getting a stamp of that logo with Frank's head. So I think I'm just going to stamp my victims with Frank's head.
I mean, yeah, it's a good idea. Because as I said before, I won't pay for advertising. But if some serial killer wants to, you know, put my logo on one of his victims, hey, you know, I can't help that.
Well, Ken, how do you feel about actors or actresses in pornography who are deceased? Can you still watch that film?
If they're dead?
Yes.
It's tough. Like, if I know they're dead, if there's no way they can be alive, like, if it's a black and white movie from, like, the fucking 50s or something like that, I can't do it. I feel creepy. Like, because I know that yeah. If she's not dead, she's somebody's great fucking grandma. And I can't jerk off to that. But if it's somebody like that one porn star that Slash fucked, then I have, you know, she's hot. I don't really give a shit. I don't care that she's dead. There's a possibility that if she didn't get into drugs, she would be alive. So it doesn't bother me. 316-768-4472. You're on with Ed and Germ Freak. Who's this? Ah, Jeff, you fuck. He hung up. Anyway, did you have another point, Frank?
Well, my point was as follows. Can you, does pornography from like the 50s and 60s, they used to call them stag films.
Can you just call it porn? Because I'm fucking just trying to hold back whatever aggression and fury that I have whenever I hear you say pornography.
I think he intentionally mispronounces words just to fucking get us fucking in a knot. I swear to God, I think he does. He can't be that stupid.
He really could.
I have ADD, Ed.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Getting back to my point, does those type of films from the 50s and 60s, could that actually stimulate you, if that's the right word?
It's,
I mean,
it's just so fucking tame. They have these fucking cone tit bras. They're all fucking terrible. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ News Style Show with Ed. Who's this?
It looks like the podcast serial killer has left another clue. It reads, I apologize.
Oh, God. I love when the callers have their own sound effects. It's great.
Is that call still on the line or no? No?
No, they hung up.
Okay.
I bet you that they would be hoping that one of the victims had a What Show logo on on their torso or whatever. So let's wrap this up real quickly. Ed, you're going to become a serial killer. You're going to plug our shows through the women that you murder.
If I do become a serial killer, I promise I will plug the show.
That's great. Just work the words DJ New Style and hear us talk. You know, every other sentence in your confession. That'll be great. I'd appreciate that. Frank, did you have anything you wanted to ask Ed or anything like that?
No.
No. Ed, thank you for calling the show. I appreciate it. It was a bit of a technical disaster this episode, but, you know, it's all to the good, as
they say.
Why
should it be any different than the usual?
Yeah, I don't know, Frank. Episode 198 in the can. Go to DJNewStyleShow.com. Download old episodes. Old, better episodes. Subscribe. Tune into Best in Show. BestinShowRadio.com. They're on Monday and Thursday on HearUsTalk.com from 8 to 11 in the p.m. on the East Coast. That's 8 to 11, Best in Show Radio. Frank, do you have anything you'd like to say?
But this is us! Yeah, no. Shut up. What about you, Ken?
Nah, I'm good. Thanks.
Give it to me, baby. Give it to me.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ridiculous.
Go suck banana. Fuck you.